we can see the smoke from the rooftop of a hotel. We don't have a clear view, only smoke, and apparently the plane took off and crashed into high voltage wires from a big company here, and the pilot managed to land the plane, but when people was getting off it, it started burning.
The real battlefront, the real battle that we must wage together today is not between Muslims and non-Muslims. It is between moderates of all the faith traditions against the extremists of all the faith traditions. We must not let the extremists, whatever their faith, whatever their political persuasion, hijack the discourse and hijack the media. That only fuels greater extremism.
Right now the fire is somewhere around 700 acres, give or take some. It's still real hazy, and we don't have a real good edge on the fire. It's burned very sporadically, a lot of fingers. The fire is burning, still pretty active on the north and northwest corner of the fire, and we're trying to get air resources in there as quickly as we can. We've got a lot of Type 1 hotshot crews that are very available because of the Boulder fire, which is going to be a great benefit for us. That means we should be able to get a handle on this, I hope, very quickly. Now, what that very quickly is still a few days.
His name is Aaron Fotheringham, but he goes by the name of Wheels. The 18-year-old was determined to do a double backflip in his wheelchair, and he did it. Check out the video. Couple mishaps for him. He is okay, though. Keeps trying and trying. He used a 60-foot bungee cord to propel himself up the ramp to complete the flip. It took months of practice and a whole lot of pain, even a broken wheelchair. But finally, Aaron nailed it. It is being the first double backflip in a wheelchair. It's being called that. And Aaron calls the move a Bible flip because he says it takes a whole lot of faith to pull it off.